This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. French President Emmanuel Macron said Tuesday that while he sees a path towards de-escalating the situation, it could take months to resolve the crisis stemming from Russia amassing 130,000 troops and equipment along its border with Ukraine. Macron spoke with reporters in Kyiv following meetings with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, a day after lengthy talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Macron said, "You must not underestimate the tension that surrounds the situation that we're living through and its unprecedented nature." He said he did not believe the crisis could be resolved in a few hours of discussions. But the French leader did say his discussions with Putin had helped ensure that no further escalation of the standoff between Russia and Ukraine and the Western alliance supporting the Kyiv government would happen. Following the meeting with Zelensky, Macron said he believes there are concrete, practical solutions that will allow us to move forward, but the crisis is not over. Earlier Tuesday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said there were seeds of reason in proposals Macron had made to Putin. Peskov rejected suggestions the crisis had been resolved, saying, "So far, we don't see and feel the readiness of our Western counterparts to take our concerns into account." NATO has rejected Moscow's demands to end its expansion into Eastern Europe near Russia and eliminate the possibility of Ukraine, a one-time Soviet republic, from joining NATO. The West says it is willing to negotiate over the positioning of missiles in Eastern Europe and NATO troop maneuvers. Meanwhile, as the French and Ukrainian leaders met in Kyiv, foreign ministers from Austria, Czech Republic, and Slovakia joined their Ukrainian counterpart in Kyiv to express their support and solidarity regarding Moscow's military buildup in the area. At the joint news conference following the meeting, Austrian Foreign Minister Alexander Schallenberg said, "Security for Ukraine is our security." This is VOA News.